This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:09. It's Thursday. I think that's the first time I said that today. Usually I'm all over that. It's Friday Eve, everybody. Tomorrow's F Day. Boy, there's a lot going on for me to forget about Friday. Oh, my God.
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. All right, Morgan. Vinny, let's hear what the people have to say.
All right, real quick, I wanted to mention that in just a few minutes, there will be a meeting among, I don't know if it's NBA managers or higher-ups or office types, however you want to word that, but it looks like they'll have a vote on whether the NBA will return with a plan for 22 teams and 8 regular season games, and then the playoffs will begin, and I, for one, can't wait to see it. So I hope that that happens.
Well, I hope it happens for your sake. It has been a loss for you. Like, you're a huge sports fan.
I like to watch my sports, and I'm looking forward to it being back. Okay, so our text number is 800-400-3697. Here is some of the stuff you sent, and I finally was able to get through this story. And I'm going to let you, I'll let you respond, Sarah, if you want. Otherwise, I will take it. But here is what this person wrote from 408. I just heard the story about his neighbors walking with him. I didn't let my 20-year-old who was home from college run yesterday, and my 16-year-old decided not to walk our dog yesterday. We had a gathering of people in Los Gatos near our home yesterday. As far as I know, it was peaceful. I appreciate the awareness, but people have to be aware that something should happen where others have to live and function day to day. I just want to not have to worry about my sons every time they leave our home.
Well, isn't that what everyone wants? To not have to worry about their sons every time they leave their home? Way to hit the nail on the head.
Right.
In a way.
Way to miss the point and also make the point.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Why does Sarah hate cats? I still remember that whole bleep that cat phase.
I don't hate cats. You know what I hate? Cats that poop and pee all over everything in your house.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate...
Screw that cat.
There is nothing that could poop and pee all over my house that I wouldn't wind up actively hating. I don't care who or what it is.
Right.
Do not poop and pee all over my house. That's all I ask.
It's Riley.
No. That kid, I was like, grow up and do it fast. This is the room where that happens, kid. You don't want me hating on you.
That woman who became obsessed with cats was obviously a hoarder with some psychological problems. She needed psychological help long ago. Somebody, either her husband or the police, couldn't recognize that. It can be a very sad situation. Yeah, it's also sad for the husband who had to live with that. That's awful.
I'm sure he tried to talk to her. Maybe he did try to get her some help. And, you know, when someone says no to that enough times and then a cat pees on your face, you got to leave. I can't believe that was the last straw, but that would do it.
Oh, he lasted far longer than anybody would.
He was a very patient man.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Vinny. I'm wondering if you guys could post the redlining video on your website. I'm interested in watching it. Thank you. Love you guys. Well, you can search it. It's everywhere.
Short. It's just a little short clip that mm-hmm. go to Green Day's homepage. Or Instagram page. It's on there.
You guys keep saying that you didn't know how bad racism was in America, but we have been screaming this since the civil rights movement. America has chosen to have a blind eye to systemic.
I tend to agree with the beginning of that statement. I get that you're looking for the rest of it. I felt like I knew what racism was and that I wasn't a racist. And as I've looked further and further into this, I realized that whether or not you're an actively hateful person, you are part of the system that's in place here. All mm-hmm. of us are. And all of us need to insist on change. It's not that we weren't aware of racism. It's that we didn't think we were part of it.
Right. I also think that, and this is where the defenses go up, I think a lot of people
right.
feel like they're working really hard on their own life and they're busy. And they're, you know, every person, you can look at the amount of time you put into your family and your work and you go, I don't even have time for myself, much less
right.
other people's causes. But that isn't good enough.
And it takes a minute of looking around and really considering how you benefit from or are disparaged by the system that's in place. You have to, it's hard. The truth effing hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But we all need to be aware of it.
What show do you guys keep talking about and what platform? The one that's dark? I keep missing the name. Desperately looking for something new to watch.
They must be talking about The Handmaid's Tale, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's Handmaid's
Tale. It's on Hulu. But you can, you said you wound up buying the season, correct? So you
can
buy it.
I did because I was right there in a position where I went, I'd already started it, and now I need to watch this thing.
Hulu does a 30-day free trial, I believe. I mean, if you thought you were going to fit the whole thing in that amount of time.
There's no way I could power through it.
There's no way you could do that.
Yeah. Frankly, Hulu is great. There's a few things on there that we watch, and it's worth your, you know, $10 or, you know, I don't even know what it costs. I give up. Yeah, I'll subscribe to that. All right, fine.
Not only am I not doing that, but I also am getting about, and you know, like it's taken me 3 days to get through half of the Lance Armstrong documentary. So I'm just not going to get through anybody, you know, through a
right.
season in any kind of real time, timely Who's- way.
Basic plan costs $5.99, and the premium starts at $11.99 a month.
That's like without ads and
exactly ad-free yeah. streaming.
Where is Vaughn's List that Vinny was talking about?
Also
I think that's also
the
on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
That's correct.
Bryn, you post, you know, most every helpful link and a lot of stuff that we talk about that might have a visual that accompanies it that you mm-hmm. want to look at. I suggest keep the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page open at all times as you listen to this show. It's a handy, you know, user's guide.
Yes, I second.
I guess. That. I don't know. Does that help us in any way?
I don't think it does, really.
All right. Well, anyway, it's all up there. That's where
you
we put stuff.
Beautiful faces all day.
Hi, Sarah. Who was that explaining Black Lives Matter using the houses metaphor? Love you all.
That was Shannon Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on his Skip and Shannon Undisputed show.
Yeah,
posted,
but they're
Twitter.
Doing it from home. Yeah, it's on Twitter. I actually
also share it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yes, there it is. You should watch all those. And look, they're making their rounds on Instagram too. You know, you'll see them all. I loved that one though. I just love his delivery on that. Yeah, all the houses are important, but that one's on fire.
Right. Good morning. We pick up our puppy on Sunday. We're so excited.
Oh boy.
Congratulations.
Didn't you do a story about how dogs are going to just be so bummed when people start leaving their homes again?
Yeah.
Like yes. they're so used to like every day, there you are. Oh my God, I love you so much. And you're here all day.
Get ready for your dog to suddenly have anxiety because they've grown very used to you being around 24/7.
You might want to start leaving for an hour, then 2 hours, then 3 hours. You might want to like start slow. Don't worry, I'll be back.
You know, we take them for granted and we love them up. And then
they're
realize
just simple
after,
souls.
Yeah, they need help with transitions for sure. No yep. doubt about it. Vinny, I'm right there with you. It's sad about PE. It's sad that Shut 'Em Down by P.E. still rings true today. And Marvin Gaye's What's Going On Bad times bring good music. Oh, this guy, the guy that you mentioned doing that speech is apparently an actor from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, I don't know. He had a long, long list of credits, TV and movie stuff. But he's apparently also a singer, a comic, a music producer. Are you talking about Affian Crockett?
Yes.
Yeah.
They are. I don't know him.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen Grey's Anatomy. I don't watch that.
I haven't either.
Hey, Vinny, I'm on colonoscopy prep today. Total solidarity with you and Isla as I begin my all-liquid diet. Coffee for me all day.
Oh, boy. Well, you'll be skinny tomorrow. Don't worry. You'll like it.
You'll be okay.
Yep.
I actually think, I can't be sure, so don't take my word for this, but I thought I was allowed to drink chicken broth or something like that.
Oh.
And it did a surprisingly good job keeping me filled up without actually having food.
Oh.
Whatever they suggested, it worked. I got through it. You know, I thought, because I normally, if I go, you know, 4 hours without something to eat, I start to get all jittery and snappy.
Yeah, hangry.
Right.
Hanger is real.
Here's a link to a stock tank pool with filtration pump. Oh, my God.
Oh, there you go, Nicole. Yeah, send that on over. Right.
There's ways to get your little, cattle trough?
Yeah. I've been getting some, my cousin, she's listening in. She sent me some screenshots of like a whole setup. So I'm actually
cute. So you can garden around it. I mean, that's going to be delightful.
I'm very serious about this.
Well, you live in Benicia where it's 100 degrees with no AC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get the whole family in there.
That's what
I'm
thinking.
A little cool down.
Put the dog in there too.
Pool party. I love pool parties.
Yeah, I
love you guys. Could you please wish happy graduation to the seniors at San Mateo High? Virtual graduation is tonight. I'm hesitant to celebrate on my Facebook for graduation if it's being insensitive to everything that's going on right now. But I'm proud of my son, though, and want to be able to express it somehow. Thank you.
No, you shouldn't be worried about congratulating a graduate. I mean, these are weird days and tough times, and that's congratulations to everybody graduating from San Mateo High and from all the high schools, and you know, and from the colleges and from the kindergartens.
My kid graduates from kindergarten today, which is weird because no one ever said a thing to me about it, but it does appear to be a thing now that graduating from kindergarten is worth congratulations and gifts and writing on your car, apparently.
Well, this is how we celebrate these days.
We've got a kindergartner graduate in our car, everybody.
Well, she made it through step one.
Ay, ay, ay.
My kids graduated from preschool. They had to walk across a little bridge.
Like, is that right?
Yep. It's in place. I wasn't.
There was a symbolic bridge crossing?
There was. Oh,
get out of here.
I kid you not.
Do you have video of that?
Probably.
Oh, man, that's great.
I mean, isn't that parents' job to get video?
You would
of
have
everything?
To, right?
Sure. That's, you know what I think it is, like, society has set up like events for us to, because we all have video cameras now. And they're like, hey, couldn't we have a little ceremony that I could tape? It couldn't just be like, oh, how fun! It's summertime and kindergarten's over. It's got to be, you've accomplished your ABCs, or, you know, whatever you accomplish in kindergarten. I'm not sure what that is. Drinking your punch without spilling it.
My nephew recently graduated from kindergarten. Like, it was a few days ago over the weekend. And
Is he psyched about it? Does he get the...
Yeah. Oh, super psyched. And so we did a drive-by, the entire family and friends.
Said.
And
that's right.
And I had this big, you know, those UE boom speakers.
Yes.
I hung that out my window and drove by, and I recorded Cameron saying this. Here it is.
Hi, Dustin. Happy birthday. I love you. Happy graduation. Happy graduation. I love you. Hi, Dustin.
So that was just blasting really loud as I was driving by.
I Okay.
Oh my God.
My brother's
go
house.
I got most of that. I need to hear it again. Go.
So she's
again.
Saying instead of happy graduation, she's saying happy birthday because she knows how to say that. And so I had
well,
her.
She's a 2-year-old, you know.
Enunciate happy graduation a few times is what she's saying.
Hi Dustin.
Hi Dustin is his name. Dustin.
Hi Dustin. Happy birthday. I love you. Happy graduation. I love you. Hi, Dustin.
Oh, is that the graduation part afterwards? You. Like graduation.
Yeah, so I had her enunciate it again, like say it again, you know, and I'm kind of like talking slow each syllable at a time so she can get it. And that's what I
did. And they make it all hear it as you're going by.
Oh, it was like, blasting.
Oh,
the whole neighborhood
so
could hear it.
Funny.
Of course,
that's
the
adorable.
Sound engineer is able to edit together his kid's statement and make
right.
it sound perfect. That sounded
of course
great,
he
dude.
Is. Amazing. Nice job, Bryn. Yeah. We'll be sending you the raw audio of our children.
All right, you got it.
All together for
whatever,
us.
Whatever way I can help, I'm absolutely down.
24/7, baby.
That is the mood I want to tap out in. Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you very much for listening today. It is actually supposed to be a cooler, more pleasant day than yesterday. I hope you get 20 degrees off. Wherever. That would be perfect. I'd be at 72. That'd be the perfect day. Central Valley, I hope you get under 100. That'd be super.
Are all gardening adventures on postpone right now, or will there be some work done in the yard?
Well, there's always something to be done, Vin. You know, let's face it, the weeds aren't going to pull themselves. But it's I try to keep to the early morning and the evening hours when
Let
the
me
mosquitoes
ask you a
come
question.
Out. Sure, of course.
You're walking through your yard, okay? You're just walking through. Maybe you're walking through to get to your little she shack so you can do some sewing or something.
Okay.
And you see a tiny little weed, the starting of something popping up out of your dirt there.
Yeah.
And you see it and you're walking
by.
I would never
walk by that.
What?
There is no scenario where I would see a weed and not pull it out. I spend my entire day pulling out weeds. And look, it's not that it's the weediest place in the world. It's just you got to, you know, bricks seem to be a new home for grass. So I'm constantly pulling out chunks of grass. I have these friggin' acacia trees that I hate so much. I just cannot stand that. Every part of the year, they're dropping some kind of crap. And then if you left it, it's like you would have 5,000 new acacia trees grown in your yard in 6 months. So you have to pull them out. So whenever I see them, I pull them out.
Why haven't you chopped those down? I mean, come
on.
Actually,
it's funny you say that. I think we're chopping them down next. Well, they're also holding the creek together. They're on a creek bank. But, they grow like weeds. So I think we're going to chop them down to about the level of the fence. And then they'll come back and continue to dump crap in my yards. But not from a height of 40 feet. They're at least 40 feet high.
Yikes.
And there's like four of them. Anyway. If you enjoyed anything you heard on today's show, Bryn, you are diligently posting at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There were a few audio clips that we shared today, and also our own Vonda Wizards, sort of a resource list. It's suggestions for how media can help and links to various ways that you can spend your time or spend your money or spend some time learning about racism in America. I thought it was great. It's incredibly comprehensive. And so we posted that as well up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So check that out. Let that be a resource for you. Tomorrow, Vinny, it's Friday. So that's
Yay!
Exciting.
I guess we'll have Scott on tomorrow since he missed his
He got bumped.
Scheduled.
He's only mildly annoyed, which is, you know, the best you can hope for from Scott.
Right.
So he'll be making his inappropriate jokes tomorrow. Have a good one. Vinny, enjoy your day and your kids. And you too, Nick and Bryn. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.